Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At LensCrafters, we value expertly tailored eye care, provide state-of-the-art eye exams, offer a wide assortment of designer brands and high-quality lenses. Because everything we do at LensCrafters is for every sight that makes your life special. We offer 50% off lenses with frame purchase, shop in-store and online. Book your annual eye exam now on LensCrafters.com. LensCrafters, because sight. Eye exams are available at the independent doctor of optometry at or next to LensCrafters. Doctors in some states are employed by LensCrafters. Offer valid to April 2nd, 2023. See associate for details.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch him react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
It's 11 trivia questions on the Blues Brothers with my friend Greg Bristow. This is Trivia with Buds. Let it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you like trivia, if you like pop culture, movies, music, television, you are in the right place. And today, we have a whole episode on a movie called The Blues Brothers. That's right. Jake and Elwood, is that their names, I think? They are coming into your ears in just a second here with my friend Greg Bristow, who is a Patreon subscriber. And as a subscriber, he gets to be a guest on the show every single month for the tier he's at. And for this month, he said, hey, I'm going to quiz you and see how much you know about the Blues Brothers. So he asks me 11 questions. It's a fun conversation recorded at High Point Brewing in San Dimas, California. So I think you will enjoy it. We've done a ton of episodes like this where people ask me questions or I'm asking them questions. There's a lot of different guests who have been on this show over the last 600 episodes. Guests like my friend Jim O'Hare, who played Larry, Gary, Barry on Parks and Rec, who eventually becomes the mayor on that show. We've had Craig Bartlett, creator of Hey Arnold, on the show. And we've had Brian Bonsall, who played the main character Preston Waters in the movie Blank Check, just to name a few. So if you like the episodes with guests, just kind of go back and scroll through the feed or just search for any of those names I just said and you will find those episodes. Some really fun stuff out there. And like I said, just hundreds and hundreds of episodes to listen to on road trips. So that's pretty cool. Shout out to my friend Matt, who said he just listened to a bunch of episodes on a road trip and it helped pass the time. Thank you, Matt. And thanks for checking out the show. I am almost done sending out the first 50 Patreon subscriber gifts. So if you were one of my first 50 patrons, I made a little spreadsheet and you had to type in a franchise that you like. And then I was going to buy you something from that franchise, something cool, something collectible. And like my friend Manny M, he put in there Goonies, Nintendo, Back to the Future, or Surprise Me. So he's got something coming his way. My friend Kyle said Harry Potter, Rick and Morty, or The Office. My friend Kyle A, that was Kyle B, Kyle A said Back to the Future. Brian S. said Roddy Piper, Elvira, or Batman. And Doug F. said Seinfeld. So we have a bunch of different stuff going out to all kinds of people on this list. Like I said, I've sent out about half of the things, and I've been kind of shopping around Amazon and having them sent from Amazon to your houses. So be on the lookout for all that stuff. There's about 35 people on this list. And like I said, I've sent half. So you should have all those by the start of November or so. And what's really cool is if you do it through Amazon, I can send overseas pretty easily for not too much extra money. And so if you live in Australia or Canada or something like that, you should still be getting something too. Don't feel like you're going to be left out for this deal. This was to reward all the first 50 patrons of my Patreon page. I think we're up to 54 or 55 people right now. So thank you for your support. If you want to join in and be part of cool offers just like this one, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and sign up for the tier that suits your needs. And there's a lot of cool stuff on there from $1 to $50. For $50 a month, you get all the content, all the PowerPoint slides I use at my live trivia nights. So that's a really good one. My friends Chris and Vanessa are signed up for that. And they can use those slides to host their own trivia events or their own parties or whatever they need. So check out all that stuff at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. And one more thing, I'm getting excited. I'm going to a big Patreon event. It's like a meetup in LA. Patton Oswalt's going to be there. Whitney Cummings is there doing some talking and some speeches and stuff. It's like this free event this Saturday on November 2nd. So I will have some cool stories and pictures and videos and stuff like that for you in the Discord app chat if you like Patreon and the whole system. So get ready for that. Okay, this is a fun episode. It's, I think, a 15 or 20 minute conversation with some trivia mixed in, of course, on the Blues Brothers with my friend Greg Bristow. I hope you have fun playing along. Here we go. Sitting here in beautiful San Dimas, California at one of my favorite breweries. It's called High Point Brewing. And across from me is my good pal, Greg Bristow. Is that how you say your last name?
Bristow.
Bristow.
Yeah.
Got a W on the end of there. I never know what to do.
Yeah, I spent my whole life being called Bristol.
Bristol, yeah.
And yeah.
No, like the Renaissance Fair? There you go. Are you a big Renaissance Fair guy?
Went once. Did not enjoy it that much, but it was the closing weekend.
Yeah.
To where it's one of those things going on the closing weekend of those big things. No one really wants to be there.
Yes. They're, everyone's very stinky by that point.
Yeah.
You know, they've been in the same outfit for like a month straight. I think that those are really fun to go to, but you always see now it's kind of crossed over into like, oh, it's a Renaissance Fair. Well, I'm dressing up as Spock. You know, like it's like if you like anything nerdy, that's where you go now. It's like a convention.
Yeah, it seemed very steampunky.
Yes, a lot of steampunks. Then you'll see like crossovers where it's like steampunk Spock, and then you're like, what is this? You know what I mean?
You did not exist. In, nope. What year is Renaissance stuff?
Renaissance? Oh man, I don't. I couldn't even tell you.
We're looking at
1600s. Is that even close? Renaissance Fair?
Okay, 1600s.
Or is it like 1200s? Wow.
Oh, when people were stinky.
And I run a trivia show. You'd think I'd know something about medieval times, besides the restaurant, of course, where I'm going for my birthday next month. Have you ever been there?
Once in college, I got very drunk when I shouldn't have been.
Yeah?
I wasn't of age yet. But.
Yes. I'm very excited. I'm dressing up as Spock, so... Should be a good time.
Steampunk Spock.
Steampunk Spock. It's going to be a good time ripping that chicken apart with my bare hands. Greg, you are a Patreon subscriber, which means you get to pick a topic for the show every single month. And since you live locally, you also get to be a guest on the show. So last time you were on, we did some Scrubs trivia, I believe.
Yes.
And we recorded that over at Lordsburg Tap House in La Verne, California, just down the street from where we're at now. And I think you nailed it. Didn't you get like 7 out of 10, something like that, 8 out of 10?
I think it was 8. Yeah, I missed on Sasha, which I have a friend of mine who's been giving me grief for that ever since.
Oh, man. They listen. Huh?
Yeah.
There you go. One more listener. Glad to have you on. Today, what is the topic you have in mind?
Today I picked Blues Brothers, which again has been one of my my favorite movies since about middle school.
Perfect.
When my mom was dating, you know, future stepdad, there was like, it was a 3 weekends in a row he forced me to watch. It was Night Shift.
Uh-huh.
Because we just got a DVD player, and that was one of the free DVDs.
That's funny. They used to give you those DVDs.
Yeah, and that movie's great.
Yeah. That's Henry Winkler, right?
Henry Winkler and Michael Keaton.
Yes, that's right.
And then it was, I can't remember the exact word, it was then Blues Brothers and Animal House.
Yeah.
And those two movies kind of changed my life.
Sure.
Comedically.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And things I enjoy.
The newest episode of Goldberg's this week had the two guys from Animal House. Tim Matheson? Is that the guy's name?
That's Otter.
Yeah.
Vice President Otter.
Yeah, and another guy, I forget his name, but they were guest stars on it because Barry, the character, is trying to like rush different houses, and they're like, hey, join our house. And he's like, who are you, grandpas? So that was kind of fun because they are pretty old now.
Yep.
But wouldn't your whole life have changed? Your mom never would have married that guy if he was like, hey, let's watch Blues Brothers 2000.
Oh, God, that movie was bad.
Wouldn't that be just different?
Yeah, that's...
You're like, this ain't gonna work.
I remember being so excited for that movie, and then just...
Yeah.
This is not good.
Yes, that is a thing that happened. And you have some questions for me. So we're going to turn the tables, and I'm going to try and answer 11 questions on Blues Brothers. I'll tell you right now, I've only seen the movie maybe once all the way through and in parts a million times. So I think I will probably only get 5 out of 11. That's my guess.
I have higher hopes for you on this
Nice.
One.
Okay. Higher. That'll help me sleep at night. Let's jump into these right now. What's your first question?
Okay. So first question is the... also, unless I mention it, I'm only talking about the first movie because, again, the second was terrible, and
gotcha.
I kind of wish it didn't happen.
There you go.
But, so again, everything is just on the first one.
Perfect.
So the movie opens up with Jake being released from what prison?
Ooh, I know this one because my mom lives next door to it, and I was there this past weekend. That would be Joliet. Joliet Prison.
That is correct. It is closed at this point.
It is, yes. Yeah. And I think they do like a haunted house either in it or nearby it or something. There's all kinds of crazy stuff. And it's also, I think, where they shot the show Prison Break, if I'm not mistaken, or somewhere out there. I know that the show Prison Break was shot somewhere around Joliet if it wasn't at that prison. Very close. Literally, the water tower for Crest Hill is really close to there. And that's where my mom moved to about 2 years ago. So there you go. Okay. I feel more confident now. You definitely talked me up.
Okay. So we have question two.
Yes.
1060 West Addison, Chicago, Illinois is listed as Elwood's address on his driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
What Chicago landmark is actually located at 1060 West Addison?
Man. Let's see here. 1060 West Addison in Chicago. I definitely have heard that a million times. I know it's a famous address. I feel like it's got to be Wrigley Field.
That is correct.
Okay.
Wrigley Field.
Very good. That was like my gut. And then I'm like, what if it's like the Drake Hotel or something weird that I just like forgot about? I don't know a lot about baseball, as you might know, and listeners of the show might know. So I don't know, especially baseball stadium addresses.
My friend, that was a big enough place in Chicago. I'm like, I hope he'll get this one.
There you go. Thank you for all the actual Chicago-related stuff that I could maybe answer without knowing the movie as well.
Yep.
There we go. Number three.
Okay, number three. There have been 11 Saturday Night Live movies. Where does the Blues Brothers rank in terms of box office?
Ooh, that's interesting. I bet it's pretty low. I can't imagine it's really high, although a lot of more people went to the movies back then because there was like less to see. But then you had stuff like Wayne's World, and a lot of those SNL movies didn't make that much money, I feel like Superstar and things like that.
Yeah.
Night at the Roxbury probably didn't make, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. So, where is it ranked in the SNL movies? You said there's 11 movies?
Yeah, there have been 11 total.
Okay, and then you got a lot of kind of stinkers like MacGruber. Not that I think MacGruber's terrible, but...
That's grown on me the more I've watched it recently.
Yeah, when I say stinker, I mean in terms of mass appeal. But let's see. This is a tough question. I'm going to say that it is third on the list.
It was second.
Oh, that was my first gut. I was like, it's not first, but I bet it's second or third, and I went with third.
Yeah, it's... Okay. It was sandwiched by the Wayne's World movies.
Yes, I was going to say, Wayne's World, is it Wayne's World 1 is the most?
Yep.
Yeah, everyone talked about that. Everyone loved the Queen song. That was a big one. Plus all those great product placements for Pepsi and things.
Just that they did it all in one scene. You know?
Yeah, there you go. All right, that is my first miss, so I am 2 out of 3 so far?
Yep.
All right.
Okay, so this one's multiple choice. Which group is not an antagonist of the Blues Brothers in the movie? You have the Good Old Boys, the Illinois Law Enforcement Community,
okay.
Murph and the Magic Tones, mm-hmm. or the Illinois Nazi Party.
I'm going to say the Good Old Boys.
No,
and I'd be wrong. Huh?
Murph and the Magic Tones.
You made that up?
No, that is the part of the band.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it's so they pick up. They're playing in the hotel.
Got it.
Lobby.
They are in the movie, but not antagonists.
Correct. Yeah.
Got it. I was thinking the Good Old Boys was maybe a reference to Dukes of Hazzard's theme song, and I'm like, maybe that's not even part of the movie.
The Good Old Boys are they take over their gig.
Got
at the Bob's Country Bunker, which comes up a little bit later. As a
there
question.
You go. Oh boy, here we go. All right, I've missed two. I've gotten two. We're moving on to question five.
Question five. Okay, Aretha Franklin performed "Respect" in Blues Brothers 2000. What song did she sing in the original movie?
Ooh. Respect. She's got a lot of hits. Chain of Fools?
No, it's a song Think.
What's it called?
Think.
Oh, the song is called Think.
Yes. no, I'm just telling you.
I thought you said Sunk Think, like a ship. And I was like, what? That's an interesting title. All right. Now I am officially in the red. I have missed more than I've gotten, and this is what I thought might happen. So we still might be able to get five. We'll find out. Here's question number six.
Okay, question six. Yes. In what video game does Ness help the Runaway Five, again, group loosely based on the Blues Brothers, pay off their $10,000 debt?
In what game?
In what video game does the character Ness help the Runaway Five pay off their $10,000 debt?
The only Ness I know is from Earthbound, so it's got to be Earthbound, right?
That's correct.
I don't remember that there was an allusion to Blues Brothers in that game.
They help, it's a band, go from its tunette to threed.
That's
and it's
fun.
Just very...
That's like a
when
real...
you watch the scene, you're like, this is the Blues Brothers.
That's a very specific reference, huh? That's good stuff. Okay, cool. There's a little video game knowledge helping me out.
Yep, and again, always love Earthbound because it's kind of obscure.
Yes.
And just an odd game.
You know what's cool with like Nintendo Switch nowadays is there's a million Earthbounds now. Like there's a lot of simple RPG games that are not like magic-based and like whimsical, or not whimsical, but mythical. You know, they're like set in the real world more. Although I guess Earthbound can be pretty mythical. But
well,
you know what I mean? Like using stuff like baseball bats and things like that.
Baseball bat, frying pan, yo-yo.
Yes. And that giant box that came in. Remember that? That was fun. Was there anything else in that box? Do you remember? Or was it just like for show?
And it was just for show.
Interesting.
Or it was the giant user guide.
Oh, that's
that
it was
like a full book.
Like a strategy guide type thing. Very good. All right, next question.
Okay, this one's a little wordy and mathy. So okay. So the final performance of the movie is at the Palace Hotel Ballroom up north on Lake Wazapamani.
Okay.
At the end of the movie, we're also told that this fictional location is 106 miles north of Chicago. What state would you be in if you went 106 miles north of Chicago?
I've done it many times. It would be Wisconsin.
That's correct. Any guess on what city you would be in?
106 miles?
Yep.
Well, is it a major city or a small city?
Smaller than Madison, because I was kind of going on Google and
gotcha.
Trying to...
Okay. I'm going to say a weird one. Oconomowoc. No.
Port Washington.
Okay, very good. Port Washington, Wisconsin.
But again, Wisconsin was the answer I was going for.
When I was doing stand-up in the Midwest, I probably did almost as many shows in Wisconsin as I did Illinois, just because there were like so many weird shows in all these weird towns. And a lot of them would be like, it's only like a two-hour drive. So you'd go do it for like $100 or whatever. But Oconomowoc was the town right over the border. And people would go there to get this beer called Spotted Cow. And it's made by a company that's only in Wisconsin. The beer only stays in the state lines. It's called the New Glarus Brewing Company. And they have some of my favorite beers of all time. But you can only get them there. So I've actually done the drive many times for parties and stuff. Like, let's go pick up a keg of Spotted Cow from a gas station right over the border in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, and bring it back down to Chicago. So there you go.
I'm not going to lie. When researching this question, I was kind of disappointed that the Palace Hotel Ballroom did not exist.
Oh, man.
Like,
they made
places,
it, huh?
Places I wanted to see.
Yeah.
Like, because we went to Chicago for brother-in-law's wedding.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's go to the Richard J. Daley Plaza.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just, you know, the county office.
And
Cammy said no.
Yeah. There you go.
So I'm like, okay, we'll go back. We'll visit there. And then the Palace Hotel Ballroom, it's like it doesn't exist. I'm like,
If you're looking for something of royalty, there is a cheese castle not far over the border. It's a giant cheese emporium. Okay. So there you go. There's your party.
She loves cheese. So.
Hey, there she is. She's here. She's off to the side.
Okay.
The second guest on the show.
Okay, so back to a movie question. In the movie, when the band arrives at Bob's Country Bunker, they are told they can play both types of music. What are those two kinds of music?
Rock and roll?
No, it's country and western are the two kinds of music they allow.
I was thinking it was something like rock and roll or rhythm and blues. Like, you know, like the two things instead of, you would, I don't know. I was on the right track, but I was wrong. So, missed four, got four? Is that where I'm at now?
I think, yeah. Okay. Wisconsin, Earthbound. Yep.
Very good. Okay. All right.
The Blues Brothers, ZZ Top, and James Brown all performed at halftime, or at the halftime for Super Bowl 31 in what musical city?
Musical city could be like Cleveland for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because I think that's there, or it could be like Nashville for music there. I'm going to say Cleveland.
It was New Orleans.
Oh, okay. That's another musical city. So many musical cities.
Yeah, that's where I'm like, okay, we'll go. I'm trying to think how to word
Juneau,
that one.
Juneau, Alaska. Classic.
Well, there's no football
city.
Team there.
Yes. And by music, I mean they blow on jugs. Yeah. That's just blowing jugs.
Is that the throat music, too? Yeah. Or the throat singing?
Yeah, throat singing. Jug blowing. Very good. All right.
Okay.
Two more? Two more, right?
Two more, yeah. All 10, right. And then there's the bonus question.
Okay. I hope the listeners are doing better than me.
Okay. In the Righteous Brothers episode of Arrested Development, Tobias is finally given the opportunity to perform with what group?
The Blue Man Group.
That's correct.
That's got to be it, right?
Yep.
Because he's a blue man and the Blues Brothers.
Yep.
There you go. And now a train is passing by.
That's... They're finally testing the gold line coming out here?
Yeah, there it is. All right, I feel good about that one, the Blue Man Group. And final question. Let's see if I can nail this two-pointer.
Okay, so what actor performs under the name Z Blues?
An actor that performs under the name Z Blues, like in the movie?
He's actually does not appear in the movie, but he replaced John Belushi after he passed away, who was Joliet Jake,
yeah.
And Dan Aykroyd was Elwood Blues.
Jim Belushi?
That's correct. It's
yeah.
Jim Belushi, his brother.
So he goes by Z?
Yeah, Brother Z Blues.
Oh, I've seen them they've done a lot of, like, when you live in Chicago, morning show, like, hey, the Blues Brothers are here, like, you know, just dumb, like, they'll sing a Christmas song, and it's always Dan Aykroyd and Jim Belushi.
Yep.
So there you go. Okay, good quiz, Greg. I feel good about that. I think I got about half of them.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, and the bonus.
There you go. So six.
Six.
One more that better than I thought I would do. So that's good stuff. What is another movie? You mentioned a few in the beginning. What is it, like, one more movie that pops in your head that listeners should go watch immediately if they love Blues Brothers? Anything?
Not Blues Brothers 2000.
Not Blues
again.
Brothers 2000.
I mean, it's hard.
It'd be funny if you just said, like, The Notebook. Like, just like, yeah, you know what? Switch it up.
Either Slither or The Postman.
Those are two DVDs you've gotten from the DVD of the Month Club, which are both not so great. Slither is fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching that. I was made the joke with my wife that it's very Hallmark movie-ish,
yes.
Where you have a wife who is with someone she shouldn't be with,
mm-hmm.
And then
classic.
She ends up with her, I think, like, high school boyfriend, or
yes.
Which is very Hallmarky.
Yes. And then there just happens to be a lot of slugs and things.
Yeah, slug monsters. And
The Postman, not so good.
No.
Kevin Costner, The Postman. There you go. Well, I got a nice DVD for you in the car, and I'm very excited to give it to you. For the DVD of the Month Club, if you're listening and you don't want to know what that's about, go check out patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Greg did it, and he gets a cool movie from me with a little quiz about that movie, so he gets some, like, homework, which he is forced to watch. I think so far he's the only person doing it.
Hey, it's movies I wouldn't have normally watched, so yeah. I enjoy...
You know what? They all came free with the DVD player at some point.
Yeah.
All right, Greg. Thanks so much, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
There it was. Thank you, Greg, for those questions on the Blues Brothers. I need to give that film another watch so I know a few more things. That would be pretty sweet if I just remembered a few more things that I missed from this quiz. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you from Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Here is your question. Rogers and Nelson were the middle and last names of what famous musician? Rogers and Nelson were the middle and last name of what famous musician? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds on Twitter or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Wheaties for the cereal. That's the breakfast of champions. Your trivia team name of the day is Smashing Pumpkin Pies. Smashing Pumpkin Pies. So use that this week when you're playing trivia. And check out Funky Monkey Designs, our sponsor. They print stuff in San Dimas, California. If you need t-shirts, posters, stickers, whatever you want, they'll do it for you. FMDesignsInc.com. It's linked in the show notes if you want to click on it very easily and place on order. Guys, thank you for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.